death. It's a battle of two histories.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-defending ministry of Answers in Genesis.
We live in a world of death. Animals die. People die. Death, suffering, bloodshed, violence, and disease. Well, they're all over the world. How did this all occur? If you take the book of Genesis as literal history, then death is an intrusion into this world. The Bible describes it as an enemy. The first man, Adam, rebelled against God, and as a result, the once perfect world suffered corruption. The Apostle Paul says the whole cosmos now groans because of sin. But the Bible also reveals that one day, death will be thrown into the lake of fire. There'll be a new heavens and earth, restored to the way it was before sin. But if you believe in billions of years for the age of the earth, then you also accept that the fossil layers, full of dead things, were formed over millions of years before man. This wrong history teaches that death, disease, violence, and bloodshed have always been here. Actually, only the Bible's account concerning death gives us hope.
Ken Ham goes much more into depth about this question of God allowing suffering and death. It's found in an excellent DVD we're offering you this week. For your donation of any amount, this faith-building video by Ken will be sent to you in the mail. Just call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS, or get Ken's DVD through our website of answersoffer.org.